WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The family of the suspected Boulder firebomber has been detained and is expected to be deported. Mohammed Salman is from Egypt and has a wife and five children. He told police he had been plotting the attack for more than a year. The 50% Trump tariffs on steel and aluminum products being imported into the U.S. took effect at midnight. Shock and grief in Washington State. As of going on 20 years, the police there say they don't think they've had a situation that's prompted tears to come up among police. They felt for the family, says Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison. He's talking about the three sisters, ages 5, 8, and 9, who were found dead near their father's vehicle at a campsite. They had been on a scheduled visitation with him. Iran's supreme leader says that he is criticizing an initial proposal from the United States to negotiations over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Ayatollah Al-Khamenei is not rejecting it outright, however. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Finally, they may have a solution to the coal piles on prime waterfront real estate in downtown Green Bay. A joint statement from C. Rice, the owner of the coal, and Brown County says entities have reached a tentative agreement that is being put in writing. The Brown County Board of Supervisors will vote on the agreement in a special meeting Thursday at 7 p.m. The deal comes just in time as the state of Wisconsin had placed a deadline of Tuesday evening to reach a deal or risk losing a state grant of $15 million to expand port operations in the area. The coal piles have been on that riverfront property for 125 years. Talks of relocation have been going on for decades.
October 27th is the trial date set for Taylor Shabusiness, who faces charges of assaulting a Tichita Correctional Institution staff member. Shabusiness is currently serving life in prison for the murder and dismemberment of Shad Therian in Green Bay. She was brought into the courtroom Tuesday, strapped to a chair with her hands and feet bound and surrounded by four officers. While appearing in court back on April 4th, Shabusiness attacked her attorney before being restrained by deputies. That was the second time that Shabusiness had attacked an attorney. She also attacked a different attorney during a hearing for her murder case. The new Mary Beth Nienhaus Activity Center opened this week on East College Avenue in Appleton, offering more than 300 activities for senior citizens from pickleball to pool to yoga and tai chi. Executive Director Don Golke said Mary Beth Nienhaus donated $2 million to the facility. And now she's matching donations dollar for dollar up to $400,000 as the center builds an endowment fund to ensure future operations. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
It's the Brewers and the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Reds wrapping up their three-game series today. Last night, Cincinnati winning 4-2, ending the Brewers' eight-game winning streak. Pat Murphy said the crew needed more than just a couple of hits from Christian Yelich and a solo home run shot by Sal Frelick.
Everybody's got to contribute, and we had some holes in there tonight. We only mustered up five hits or whatever we did, and that's not enough, especially when you only drew two walks, I think. You know, you got to do something else to create offense. Credit to their pitching staff, to Hunter Green and their bullpen, and great play by Friedel at the end of the game to change the game. You play to the last pitch, and, you know, he made the play.
NFL, OTAs, the Packers' Kenny Clark revealing he had surgery in January after playing all last season with a broken toe.
I heard it in the Brazil game.
What was the surgery? Did you have a screw put in?
Nah, I had a bunion, bone spurs.
That's defensive end Kenny Clark with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We are going to be dealing with more of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires today. Clouds this morning. The sun will try to get through that haze this afternoon, 77. The smoke will let up tonight, and we'll get a break from that for a couple of days. 54 tonight, partly cloudy, 80 are high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Matt and Air on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Cynthia Eifert, retired career Foreign Service officer. We talk about the higher obligations of public servants and why what Trump is doing falls so far short.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, good morning, everybody. Hour two, Mino and the Mayor with Connie Fulman and the Mayor. And we've got a great guest in-house. But first, let's talk about Scotty Summer. This is awesome. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. This is your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level tickets, and those are great seats, or $100 cash, which is also great.
Hey.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings, which is the Wisconsin Dells Area Vacation or a Door County Vacation.
And listen up, because this hour's keyword is grill, G-R-I-L-L, grill. Download Civic Media app in Apple or Google Play. Choose WISS WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword grill for your chance to win.
You got it till the end of the hour to do it. Today you're playing for the Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, and the keyword again is grill. You've got till 8 o'clock for your chance to play with Connie and the Mayor this morning.
All right, 1 hour, so get a text in. G-R-I-L-L. Yeah. Let's get those texts in here, because we also compete with other Civic Media morning shows, and
We want to win.
We love to win. We're brought up in that era where it's win or die. So that's what we do. Hey, we talk about communities, right? Oshkosh, they've still got it going on there. Appleton always has something new. And here in Green Bay, we do as well. And that doesn't just happen. That's not happenstance. That's leadership that makes that happen. And we have Jeff Merkus in the house. And those of you who don't know him, I don't know where you've been. 26 years, 25, what?
25
years.
25 years
as a director of downtown Green Bay. And there's always something new coming on. And I was going over some of your events. And I really think you need to bring events, because people all build some condos. People move down there. They want events. People want events. People to come down and shop, to eat. They want events. That's what gets them. That's the front door right there.
And absolutely.
Good morning, Jim and Connie.
Good to be with you. You hit it right on. Activation, bringing people. People want to be where other people are. And we could not do it at this organization without a dedicated team, 8 professionals who are involved with all aspects of downtown improvements. But the activation, the events that take place, I could not be more proud of the fun things that are lined up for this summer.
Oh, and they are fun. They are a lot of fun to be a part of.
And some are not, I want to say normal fun. They're different. That's the word I was looking for. But you start off with just the staple, and that's the farmer's market.
Right. And tried and true Saturday farmer's market.
And I think that's a good point, tried and true, because there's other people that call themselves a farmer's market, and that's fine. But it's food trucks, it's entertainment, it's alcohol. This thing on Saturday morning it's been 100 years, though. You haven't done it.
Yeah, we've had a few years to figure it out.
Yeah. Right, isn't it close to 100 years, 90 years?
109th year.
Oh, it's 109th.
Yes.
Are you kidding
me?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So 109 years. Having it on Washington Street right by the Meyer Theater is just outstanding.
That was a good move.
People can go to yoga at 8 o'clock, and there's entertainment that starts at 9, and start your day with yoga and wrap it up with a wood-fired pizza.
Yeah.
And that's vendors are outstanding.
I was just going to say that. And there's a waiting list to get in there, and rightfully so. But the vendors are great. And just when the season really kicks in, it smells so good there with just all those fresh veggies.
And, yeah, it's just a fun thing to do.
It's really all about the fresh produce, yeah. And we have quality vendors. Once a month, we have a family day. So on Saturday, June 14th is a family day with special family activities, bringing out the kids. We want children to know that as part of their tradition, mom and dad took them to the downtown and they went to an awesome market.
Yes.
And when they grow up and have their own families, they do the same thing.
Yeah. It's a great family activity, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. No more praying windows. We did the farmer's market.
Right.
Oh, that's cool. What? So there's just more activities for the kids on the 14th?
So there are planned activities.
Oh.
So, yes, bring the kids. There will be something fun for them to do.
Right.
Activity tables.
The next day is Father's Day, 15th. And you can take your kids to the baseball game. Because
right.
That's where that money goes to Feed My Starving Children.
That's right.
So
family weekend.
That's
make
a good
a
weekend.
Family weekend.
And actually, that is such a huge weekend. And we're here to talk about a lot of downtown events that downtown Green Bay coordinates. We coordinate about 55 events a year. When I took this job, we coordinated about 16 a year. Now we're up to 55.
Wow.
However, that same weekend, over at the Automobile Gallery, is the Red Lewis Memorial Car Show.
Oh, good.
And so that's another one to have on your radar. That is on Saturday, June 14th from 8 to 2. If you love cars, that's an outstanding car show. Come to the market and then head over to the car show.
And if you've never been there, they have amazing things. I was just blown away the first time I stepped in those doors. Wow.
That's great. And it's all walking. It's just,
yeah.
I love it. I love it. So, hey, and then my favorite, I shouldn't say my favorite, one of my favorites. I got to be careful with it. Although now I can say my favorite, right? I'm not in office anymore. Fridays on the Fox.
You can say whatever you want.
I know. Was it a band? Some band came and played down here on the City Deck, high school band.
Right.
And I just said this is my favorite band. I think it was Preble's band. They were good. It wasn't Notre Dame. It was, and some lady came up, man, she really leaned into me on that. She goes, man, it's the Mayor of Green Bay. How dare you pick one school? And I said, well, I didn't really mean it like that. I just wanted to compliment the kids. Anyway, but now, the hell with her. I can say whatever I want. So here we are. But hey, you kick this thing off. This is not just, I mean, okay, sorry, Jeff. Sorry. All right. Jeff, but this, what I like about Fridays on the Fox, I mean, that was quite an investment the city made, well, the city, the community made down there, $11, $12 million. And it's not just regular music. This is, you really upgrade this stuff. And this is stuff you would pay to go see, and yet you offer it for free. And I know everybody on here.
Big name bands,
right?
Yeah, if you want to rattle off some. Yeah, we kick off on the 13th with the Cougars.
Right.
People love that band.
Yeah.
Man,
it's a great place to spend a Friday evening.
Oh,
we have an awesome hospitality partner, Hagemeister. Catch a brew and a burger at Hagemeister. Come and enjoy the concert.
View, too. That's the cool part.
Right.
You're looking at water, and there's just something about seeing boats and...
It's a great place to watch the sunset.
Right.
You see yachts double parked out here and pontoon boats, people having fun.
Yeah.
It's just a really nice vibe.
They have a kayak launch there. You
can
do that. Right, yeah. right. All right. And then we've had these guys on a couple times, the dueling pianos. That is fun. I mean, that's just talk about a family event. I mean,
right.
Man,
always a fun
they're
one.
Clean,
yeah.
They're funny, and they know everything, like everything. So I tried to stump them one time, and we didn't. And it wasn't just me. It was a group of people that know a lot more about music. But yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Any other favorites on that list? I decided to bring in a poster for the two of you
just
so you can see. Breast Differential. They're great.
I played with the trombone player, sat in with a jazz band I was in one time. And
really?
Oh, man. Just
that's
amazing.
That's a fabulous concert lineup.
Yeah.
And you can hear these bands a lot of places, but you cannot hear them on the City Deck on a Friday evening. Right. It's really a fun location for a concert.
Johnny Wadd.
That's,
love them.
Man, they...
Yep.
And Nashville Pipeline, have I seen them? Have they been here?
Yes, we've booked them. They've played downtown before. I know
okay.
at Lake Park and elsewhere.
Cool.
And you had the Britons one time. That was fun.
Yeah, that was the night before the Paul McCartney concert.
That's
and
right.
There,
that's
that
right.
Was the, that, there were 5,000 people out on the City Deck to listen to a Beatles tribute. That was, you were married at the time.
Yeah,
we changed the street name to Abbey Road.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
We drove around in a 79 Volkswagen bus, thanks to the Automobile Gallery.
Right. But that's
so
going to be
cool.
Great. All right. So Fridays on the Fox, that's always good. And then talk about the theater in the park.
So this is a great
relatively
event
new.
For Whitney Park. Wonderful stage, nice neighborhood. And a theater in the park, we have a June concert, which is Shakespeare's Hamlet. And then in August is a children's musical. So we partner with local
cool.
theater groups. And it's a really fun event if you like Shakespeare and bring the kids out for a unique experience.
An outdoor stage?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's nice.
That's authentic Shakespearean.
Right
there.
And bring your lawn chairs. And that's a good afternoon there.
Yeah.
Check that out. That's a good one. Now, this is, all right, I can't have favorites, but if I did, this Jazz in Jackson, that I'm glad you're doing that. That's a great park, and you are bringing one of the best entertainers in.
One of the best is right. Everyone loves Kevin Van Ness and Talk of the Town. Now, this is right across from the YWCA, so we really expect some of the YW families to come out and enjoy that concert. It's a Thursday lunchtime concert, so we hope to have food trucks out there. But it's kind of reminiscent of back in the day when we had a concert series there, and which no longer exists because other things have taken its place. But I think people will love Jazz in Jackson, and this is the first time. Kevin, who is outstanding, very popular, great following. He became a superhero during the NFL draft because he was all over the place.
Yeah.
Leads the Packer band. So come on out and join us for Jazz in Jackson. And that's on June 26th, a Thursday afternoon.
I played with Kevin once also, and it was just, I was in awe.
That guy is super talented. I'm glad he stayed here because he knew Pete Fulton. He's led the Mardi Gras parade. And he's, you know, he could hang it up too. I mean, he's done well. He's got plenty.
Yeah.
But he loves to play. He's an entertainer, man. Well, talk about the greatest showman.
Yeah. I worked in downtown Green Bay when they had those concerts in the park. What a wonderful lunchtime to be able to just wander down, listen to some music, grab some food.
Exactly.
What I like about that, Jackson, and I know we used to do that, and then it kind of moved on. I'm glad it's going to be there. You talk about the city deck, looking at the water. Jackson's kind of cool because that's like a city park, right? You got Monroe right there. It's downtown,
right?
And
people very walkable. Walk from your office.
Absolutely. Yep. So that's a good one. All right, I'm glad you're doing that. And that's June 26th. We're going to go to that. All right, and then of course Art Fest. I'll be kind about it, but tell me about Art Fest. That's kind of was here and then it gone, or what happened with that? Now it's back.
So for many years, there was an art-related event in the downtown. They decided to move to another municipality and wanted to take it into a park.
I don't want to interrupt you, but that was here for a long time, though, wasn't it?
40 years.
Okay.
For about 40 years. So our businesses and the team, the organization that I work for, we really are responsible to the downtown businesses. We're here to generate activity and build tax base and build vibrancy, build a vibrant downtown. The businesses, when they responded that Art Street left downtown, and we respect their decision, they said, we have the infrastructure here. We have the parking. Our businesses contributed to why this event is successful. And so we kicked off Art Fest Green Bay. We're heading into our third season. It is not a fundraiser for our organization. We donate, we contribute all the proceeds of that event to downtown beautification. So we highlight a community art piece every year, the beautiful Nitschke, the mural under the Nitschke Bridge that was funded by Art Fest Green Bay.
Oh.
There's a beautiful clay mural on the Cherry Ramp. And so we will be choosing another public art project this summer. But yeah, that is on the 19th and 20th of July. Three entertainment stages, over 150 art vendors from around the Midwest. And we're just really excited about another great summer weekend of Art Fest Green Bay.
And I love the idea of bringing the arts into the downtown. And there's a lot of talent in our area.
Okay, maybe you don't want to talk about it, but is the other one still in process? Because I read something where they took a year off. You know what I mean? Because what happened was they voted. I mean, it had nothing to do with you. They voted to move for better, I don't know, for better something. And they moved. It was 2 or 3 years. Are they still in business?
I believe I also read that they are taking a year off.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't believe it's going to take place this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk to you in the second. I want you to stick around. But there's a lot more of these venues. I want to talk to you a little bit. Do you guys work together as a competitive? We'll get to that because, you know, Howard's got it going on now.
Sure.
And there's a lot. But I want to finish what you're doing here. So we got Art Fest. And then we're jumping right down to the Children's Theater.
Yes, that's another theater in the park.
And we love Evergreen.
Wonderful, yes. And they're putting on a children's musical. So that is going to be on August 19th. There's a 2 o'clock and a 6 o'clock show.
Well, I can't wait to see that.
Are there a lot of kids in there? Because that's what usually gets the audience, right?
Absolutely, yes.
You got to go see that. Grandparents come. No, that's cool.
Why do you think 40,000 people come to the Christmas parade?
Exactly.
There's 10,000 kids in there now.
Yeah.
That's a great event, too. But we're talking about the summer. Jeff Merkus, who's really making downtown Green Bay happen. We're going to be right back. Connie and the Mayor.
Without, I'm going to Jackson. I'm going to mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big top man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
And I'm gonna snowball, Jackson.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 97.9 WGBW.
And now for the Pella play-by-play, here's Jeff Levering.
Thanks, Gina Della from Pella. What a beautiful day to have new windows and doors installed.
Every day is beautiful because Pella installs year-round during all seasons.
It's so hard to guess that next pitch. The customizations seem endless.
And it doesn't have to be super expensive. Pella has a product line for every budget.
And if it is time for a major upgrade, rest easy by scoring no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply on 6/30/2020.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One night they blew up the mess hall. Another night they hit the motor pool and tried to blow up all the trucks. They set charges around the guard tower at least once. It didn't seem like they had one specific target, really. They just wanted to destroy and kill anybody they could. There was one night we're up at the tower firing, and I saw a B-40 rocket heading towards us. I could see the sparks trailing. I was firing in that direction and thinking, okay, I'm dead. There were three of us up there firing, and I expected all of us to be killed. We kept firing, and nothing happened. The next day, we did an inspection, and there's that rocket embedded in the sandbags below us. It could have taken off the top of the bunker and killed us like nothing. They were that powerful. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summer.
All right, don't forget, Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest is on right now. Before 8 o'clock, text the word GRILL. That's the keyword, G-R-I-L-L, GRILL. If you haven't done so, download that Civic Media app. That's how you can text. Choose WISS or WGBW. This hour, you're playing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. Again, the word is GRILL. You've got till 8 o'clock this morning to play along with Connie Fellman and Jim Schmidt, Mino and the Mayor.
All right. Welcome back. So we're here with Jeff Merkus, who is the Executive Director of Downtown Green Bay. And we're talking about just the plethora of events you have. What did you say you have throughout the year?
60? So we coordinate over 50 events, 50, Broadway, yeah. Even right. Probably more than that, the On-Broadway group. So right. the downtown organizations coordinate over 100 events, and those bring a 250,000 to 500,000 people to the downtown districts every year.
Wow. And you must know Pat Tracy in Oshkosh. He's the Jeff Merkus down there, and he, man, he's got it going on. He is, and I think that's
what's
really,
my last name?
Merkus. I know I called him. He said I called him Merkus for 10 years.
It's all right. He called me Feldman earlier.
So I did. Okay. Well, I love you. I love you both. So we'll take it. We'll start there. Events work. I mean, just as a broad brush, events work. There's more events just in Greater Green Bay in our community.
Without a doubt.
There's,
yes.
And you look at some of the things that they're stepping up at. I mean, at St. Norbert dove into the Nights on the Fox. Mm-hmm. Pretty good music there. And of course, Howard. How is that? Is that good? Is it threatening?
We think it's very good because it's a sign of a growing population base. We want to be in a growing, thriving, we couldn't have the amount of quality real estate development taking place downtown right now if we wouldn't be in a growing population base. So that's good. Now, specifically in terms of those communities are coming up with venues and activities, outstanding. We love that. It challenges us,
well, sure.
But we have an opportunity to be creative, make unique things happen. But as we talked about earlier, that events have a life cycle. Sometimes events will last forever, like a market, and other concert series might change, and a few of ours did too. Some of it was because of the availability of concerts out in the suburbs. But our perspective is that we know that a lot of the growth in our community is going to be in the suburbs. But downtown, but everyone needs an awesome downtown. Well, and we are everyone's downtown.
And I remember we were talking earlier, I don't even mind dating myself here, but I remember when downtown Green Bay was nothing like it is now with all these events. And this was right about when you came along. But, you know, it used to be a lot of bars, but there weren't events. There weren't family events for sure. And to see what it has become now is really, really encouraging.
And I would agree that, you know, you look at the municipalities that are in the county, and you know, Green Bay is way by far the largest, and we are everyone's downtown. I think that's fair to say. Now, some people say they're going to build a downtown. It's like, okay, but some of the bigger events, like, and I think what and this was just by kind of not really by design, but when the Packers won the Super Bowl, where did everybody go?
Yeah,
they came down here, right. Which was cool. Very cool.
Let's do that again soon.
Yeah. we are lined up. We are lined up to do it this year.
I know Eric really wants it because they do treat the mayor pretty well. But, you know, 16 years, and I only went to one Super Bowl. And we should have won probably three, maybe four. A little bummed out about that.
I think Jordan and Matthew, they'll contribute to that.
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Okay, we're good.
I agree.
So do you remember that when they spotted the Vince downtown? Remember they had the pep rallies? They had this picture.
Clown.
The ghost of Vince.
Oh, no,
it was awesome.
Yeah. You know, when we talk about things happening out in the outer ridges, outer boundaries of our community, that's awesome. But I would really encourage people at the website, downtowngreenbay.com, when you go to our website and on our calendar events, well, today we're just talking about the events that Team Downtown Green Bay coordinates. And, you had Mary from on Broadway on yesterday and talking about Broadway events. But as you scroll our event calendar, we have all the, it really represents, there are so many fun runs. There are so many activities,
yeah.
Alzheimer walks. And if you take a look at the schedule at the Meyer Theater, Steely Dan plays this Saturday night. So anyone, there's some outstanding tribute bands playing at the Meyer Theater. So I would encourage people to just scroll down our event calendar and there's something for everyone.
And you make a good point with the awareness events that we have, you know, but I'm speaking at the suicide event, and that's unbelievable how that's grown. And Alzheimer's has grown, and I think that's cool. They light the bridges the right color to honor them, and then some talks at KI or on the city deck, and then a nice walk.
I love seeing the weekend of the Balance Women's Have. The whole city deck is covered with tents and activities and vendors and athletes all over the place. Yeah. And even when the Bell and Run takes place, I know that's one of our biggest Saturday markets is the Bell and's in town. It's just a super fun weekend.
Yeah.
And it people want to come downtown because there are so many fun hospitality locations. The best restaurants in Green Bay are located in the heart of our downtown.
Yeah.
So events contributes a lot to business development.
And I've said it before, the people of Northeast Wisconsin, if there's something going on like a suicide awareness run, you know, they will come out and support it.
They do.
And we've got great people in this community to support things like that.
So I'm assuming the city planner, the mayor, comes and talks to you. What do you think the downtown needs? I mean, it was the backs of the bars and the dumpsters. I mean, that was pretty obvious when I got elected. I'm like, we got to turn this thing around. And that happened. It took a long time, city council and some finances, but it got done. Do you have something that, God, if we had this, like, I mean, I'm sure you travel, right? And there's some great downtowns in this community. And do you think about what we need as the next? I mean, they made a huge mistake by not tearing down the Boston store. That was supposed to be a park. It's been approved. I know you tried to fight for that. I sure as hell did. And that was a huge mistake. It is what it is. So do you talk about what we need down here to even
elevate
it? Absolutely.
What are you looking at? Well, residential growth is important of all economic scale. It's beautiful to know that 268 units are under construction at the Nova Green Bay site.
Yeah.
And so getting more people living downtown is really big.
Yeah.
The events contribute to that. Now, I think that you know, the number one needed item in our downtown for many, many years is a grocery store.
Yes, yeah, you know, it's a food desert.
And so that's something that, but we want to continue to build our employee base as well.
Right.
This is the place, if you have the right vibe, this is where millennials want to work. So businesses that want to attract employees, you know, move your business downtown.
We're playing your song. All right, we got to get you back here. You have so much knowledge and so much going on. Thanks for what you're doing, Jeff. You're making the community better.
Thanks,
every
day. Good to
be
with you.
You bet. All right, it's Connie the Mayor. We'll be right back.
Brighter there, you can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Manure spills. It is something that every livestock operator tries to prevent, as well as the contractors they work with, but they happen. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. And even with big weather events, the possibility of a manure spill is there. That's according to Nathan Nye. He's a fisheries biologist with the DNR, and he says manure spills happen year-round and are very much unexpected.
Manure spills have a variety of causes, and a lot of them, they vary greatly, and a lot of them are unpredictable. You never know when a hauling vehicle is going to have an accident on the roadway, or a storage system may fail, a pipe may break. There are times of the year when they maybe we come to expect them a little bit more, and a lot of times that's in winter, you know, maybe manure is spread on frozen ground, and you get a freak warm-up with a big rainstorm, and it runs off the frozen ground, or maybe it's spread on a snow-covered field and then runs off during a spring thaw, things like that. So, you know, the causes can vary widely, and many of them you can't anticipate.
Nathan Nye, fisheries biologist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. He says by law in Wisconsin, any spill must be reported to the DNR's emergency line. All agricultural livestock operations, regardless of size, must report manure spills or runoffs that could affect our natural resources. The 24-hour spill hotline, 800-943-0003.
The Classic Green Reunion comes to Wisconsin June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. This year's event showcases Model B and industrial tractors, Waterloo Boy engines, and even drills. Come for the tractors and equipment and stay for the tours, vendors, camaraderie, and a good old-fashioned Wisconsin fish fry. To see event details or to register for tours, visit classicgreen.org. The Classic Green Reunion, June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. See you there.
65 years ago, Bob Steffes built a legacy, one auction at a time. Today, Steffes Group carries on that tradition, delivering trusted service with integrity you expect. From the first conversation to the final bid, we're more than an auction company. We're your partner in sharing your legacy, because here, handshakes still mean something. Visit steffesgroup.com right now for information on auctions in your area, nationwide, and to find a local representative near you. That's steffesgroup.com.
And yesterday, the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act of 2025 passed out of the Senate Agriculture Committee. It allows schools to offer whole and 2% milk as well as flavored options. Now, dairy groups are asking that leadership in both the House and Senate schedule action on the bill quickly. That is a look at food news for Wednesday. I'm PM Yonke.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
We are going to be dealing with more of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires today. Clouds this morning. The sun will try to get through that haze this afternoon, 77. The smoke will let up tonight, and we'll get a break from that for a couple of days. 54 tonight, partly cloudy, 80 our high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the head of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, Darren Von Ruden, will join us. Also, film credits in Wisconsin and making movies here. Nathan Deming is our guest. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Summer.
Oh, yes. Scotty's Summer Text to Win contest is going on, and you've got till 8 o'clock to text in this hour's keyword. That keyword is grill, G-R-I-L-L, grill. Get the Civic Media app. You can find that in the Apple Store, the Google Play Store. Download it. Choose WISS or WGBW and text the word grill right now for your chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets and also qualify for those great Wisconsin vacation getaways in the Wisconsin Dells area or Door County. Grill, G-R-I-L-L, is the keyword this hour. And back on the air right now, Mino and the Mayor, Connie Thelman, and Jim Schmidt.
All right, thank you, Todd.
Good morning, everyone.
All right, so just another reminder, text that in because we not only want you to win, we also need people to text in so
we
Johnny and
win.
I can win, you know, as we
put them at the top.
What do you guys win? Breaking rights?
Yes. Which
is within the company? That, yeah, the morning show?
You know us. We live on that.
Yeah.
We totally have no
all.
Money.
Totally
we have
all.
That's totally what we do. So we hate coming in second, I'll tell you that.
Which
we've done a lot of that, so we're working on it.
First loser. That's what they call it. First loser.
What a welcome.
I'm going to get a t-shirt.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
I know. Yeah.
Ben and Deanna Melchor, moving with the Melchors is what we call this segment, and just a local couple that is focused on real estate, and that's all you do, which is great because you know the industry, you know the market. And I was we were talking earlier, besides all my news coming from Civic Media, of course, I do read the paper.
It always makes me nervous when you come with news.
I get all mine with from TikTok. So.
What's being thrown at us?
Case in point.
Yep.
I always ask my students where you get the news, you know,
because
some of them get news that's not news, right?
They make it up as they go along.
But we had one lady in there, and it was like, I don't know, 4 days after the Queen died. And I said, like, where did you guys learn the Queen died? She's like, the Queen died?
Right here.
Yeah.
You know,
that's not enough.
But she knew what Kim Kardashian was
doing. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
But they talked about sales down, but costs are still up. It's not like when sales are down. Many times if sales are down, they reduce the price to sell more.
Yep.
And that's simple economics, but that's not what's happening here.
The problem is that the sales aren't, or I shouldn't say the problem is, but the sales are going down because the inventory is down.
Right.
So, you know, that's creating that demand. So prices are going up and we still have the buyers. We just don't have the inventory to sell them.
But that's going to be tough.
But, you know, conversely too, we also have the sellers who are looking at the previous 2 years and going, oh my God, I'm going to get top dollar. My house is worth X number of dollars. When in all reality, no, it's not. Yeah. But, you know, you work for them.
Yeah. So you know, it's one of those things that I think over the course of, I mean, especially since COVID, and I think that's the line for so many things.
Yeah.
Buyers have gotten, they're so smart.
Yeah, buyers are
very
savvy.
They've had to work so hard to get a home. So they know what a $300,000 home looks like. They know what a $400,000 home looks like. And they are holding sellers to that a little bit now. So when something comes on the market, don't you think?
Yeah.
When it comes on the market and it's overpriced, it is going to sit.
Yeah.
And buyers are going to say, you're going to lower your price before I come see it.
And that wasn't the case a couple years ago, like you said.
No, so it has balanced out a little bit, but we still we're short inventory. Yeah, we need more homes to sell.
It's now a good time to put your house on the market.
Oh my gosh.
It is. It is. Yeah. You know, as long as you listen to your realtor when it comes to pricing.
Yeah. I know. It's sometimes that shot to the heart a little bit because everybody's so emotionally attached to their home.
Yes.
And I get it. We sold ours. I totally get it.
Oh yeah.
We've been on both ends of it now and it's tough. But, you know, they can look at the numbers without any emotion in it at all.
Yeah.
Right. Deanna, you were talking about the buyers maybe holding their ground a little bit more, saying, yeah, look, come on, I know houses. This is 300. This is not 350.
Yeah.
Is that because they're more knowledgeable? Or remember we were here like 4 months ago, we talked about buyer agency. Is that part of it? No.
No.
It's just the buyers are just smarter.
Yeah. You know what? I hopefully you agree with this, but I think for us,
I agree. I'll say that at the outset.
Well,
I agree.
So well, yeah, I have him so well trained.
I'm impressed that she asked.
You know, I think in the state of Wisconsin, at least in our area, we were already doing that. So for us, there wasn't this huge impact with the whole, ruling that came down this summer and then was kind of refined a little bit. And I think it's still being refined. But it didn't have as big of an impact as we thought it would, because we've got such a great Realtors Association in Wisconsin.
Yeah, you do.
So we we've had the documentation forever for us laid out that keeps us safe, keeps the seller safe, keeps the buyer safe. It keeps everybody in the transaction safe.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of I guess lawsuits is where it end up, but between realtors and things, it just seems like we work it.
Yeah.
I mean, and you guys have worked well together with the state who writes the rules on that. Seems like they work well with the Realtor Association.
They do. Yeah. They do. You know, it is interesting to talk to other people, or if you've moved to another state and you've seen the contracts. But, you know, I can say, for example, like Florida, I think their contract is 2.5 pages tops.
I know, maybe. Yeah.
I mean, ours is 11 pages long. And so much of that is pre-printed language, which is designed to protect everyone. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
but I will say, very easy to read.
I know when I was
trying to kind of learn the process after Ben, you know, and I'd ask him a question, he'd be like, look at the contract and it's there for you. Yeah. You know, it's a very easy, it's long, so it's a little bit intimidating, but it's got everything you need to know right in those 11 pages or whatever it is.
Not a bunch of legal mumbo jumbo that you can't understand.
No, right. You can understand it.
It is understandable. I mean, yeah. I mean, come on, mine will pass the test. So anyway, hey, I was...
Oh my God, they gave you a bell?
I did. That's just temporarily, I think.
Okay, until Todd takes it away. But, can I come with my own next time? Yeah, no.
You know how we just had Jeff Merkus in here talking about events, and I think everyone who lives here wants to see the city do better, the community do better. I mean, everyone, whether they live in Ashwaubenon or Howard or whatever, you just want to see our community. And today, I was reading that they had a study names Green Bay among the best for first-time home buyers.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
That's
pretty cool, because that will help these businesses attract some talent that are 28, 29, 30 years old and to buy a home. So that's good news.
It's super good. And if you think about it, it makes sense. We've got such great industry around here and businesses. And I think people don't realize what is headquartered here.
Yes.
We're great for families. I mean, it's such a wonderful area. No matter really where you are, whether you're in Green Bay or one of the surrounding communities, it is a really great family location. You can't find that everywhere.
No.
Right. Yeah. Well, and we were just out in Portland visiting our son, Alex. And I was, you know, I always pull up the realtor.com app and just see what's out there, because we try to encourage them to buy a house instead of renting.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But, you know, I mean, you're looking at, for entry-level homes, $700,000, you know, out in Portland. Yeah. And it's like here, you know, you could, inevitably, you could get an entry-level home for around $200,000, $250,000 if you really wanted to. It would be harder, a little bit harder to find.
A little bit harder. Probably have some work.
Yeah. But, you know.
What's the advantage of working with a realtor? I don't see it as often nowadays. Used to see for sale by owner signs around. And I don't know, maybe that's just my perception that I don't see as many. But I know that when we worked with a realtor, I could never have done that myself.
I know. Yeah. You know, there's so many people that we talk to after we get to the end of the transaction, kind of right at closing, that they're like, I'm so glad I didn't have to do this. You know, and it's one of those things that, you know, first of all, Wisconsin is a hard place to be a for sale by owner, because you don't have a lot of outlets to advertise your home, because Zillow now is also, they got their broker's license.
Okay.
So because our Realtors Association is so strong, they can't advertise for sale by owners, just like we can't advertise for sale by owners. So you really have to get creative, but there's so much legality to it. Mm-hmm. And there's also so many points of contact. So if you're not doing it every day and not having those resources, you know, in front of you, Because there's a lot. When you've got to get some inspection items done before close, you got to know some people who are willing to drop what they're doing because you're always sending business to them.
Yeah. Well, and you don't know what you don't know.
You don't know what you don't know.
I say that every day.
It's taken, roughly 10 years for me to hone in on my inspector that I think does an exceptional job.
Yeah, and they've been here. Yeah. We love them.
But there's a ton of inspectors out there. But, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. That experience counts.
The say about a realtor is that this, who did this study, probably the real estate agency, but the realtor will get more than the FSBO.
They will. And
they do, because they have more points, you said the points of contact, but they'll get a higher price. I did it by myself, and I sold it for what, $275. It's like, dude, had you gone to a realtor, it'd probably be closer to $310.
You typically will always get more, even after you pay the realtor their fees, than you would on the market by yourself. And one of the big reasons is unless you're listed with a realtor and on the MLS, you technically aren't on the market. And as we all know from our 101 business classes, prices are driven up by competition. Mm-hmm. You're not getting the competition that it is working with a realtor and having access to all of their assets, all of their buyers, all of their company's buyers, all the other agencies' buyers, because they're working with a realtor and they want to work with, something that's on the market versus working with a for sale by owner who might not be so great at working with a realtor.
And they really, quite honestly, probably don't know what they're doing.
Sale by owner. I don't know if you do this, but I went by a guy's house and it wasn't even the real estate size sign. It was smaller. It was like that something you put on, and it just said for sale by owner. I'm like, dude, you should knock on the door and say, look, I see what you're doing, but I just need that exposure. If you're not driving down that street, you're not going to know. Yeah. So anyway.
And that's just it. And everything's online now. So those little yard signs are not doing a whole lot for you. But it's one of those things that is kind of, I think, dying out in our area a little bit. I agree with you.
How about, I talked to Todd this morning. I got in here knowing you were coming in. But how's the industry in terms of realtors? I mean, it's got to be thinning out a little bit. I mean, less inventory. I know COVID made some people redirect their careers. But is it still strong? Are a lot of people getting into the industry? Do you track that at all? Do you hear things?
We don't track it, or at least I don't.
No.
I don't know. Do you?
No.
I feel like it's pretty stable. I don't know that. There was a while there after COVID. COVID was after we hit COVID. So 2021, 2022 is really easy to sell. And so we did see this huge influx of agents come in. It's not so easy anymore. And so I think some of those have kind of left. But, in the wake, you've got all these great realtors that were there before and will be and still here now.
And have experience.
And have experience through so many different markets. And that's really what you need.
And that's where you come in. And it's just you want that experience. Because my brother-in-law type stuff, today you need somebody more solid.
If you weren't there before COVID to know what it was like in more of a buyer's market where the home sat for a while, it can be a little unnerving right now because it is kind of balancing out a little bit because of the inventory.
All right, Ben Indiana Melcor, you've got your website, you've got how's your inventory? We got something that pick up new listings all the time. You come in here, which I think is awesome.
We have one coming up that we're not ready to talk about yet. So I think it's going to be a hot number. But
that's a tease.
I know, right? But we went to go see Alex in Portland, as we just mentioned. Of course, that's when business hit. So if for realtors, we always chuckle that if your business is slow, just go on vacation. So a lot of we walked. So four of our sellers got accepted offers while we were gone, which was really nice.
Wow.
Yeah, really nice. We've got two great lots over in Hunter's Run for sale. Yeah. So, and it's actually, they're two lots, but they're actually three. So they combined one of the lots. So in total, it's just under an acre and a half if somebody's looking. So we've got those great buildable lots over there. And it's nice because they're on municipal sewer. And then you can have your private well.
Where's Hunter's Run?
Over in Suamico. Okay. Kind of right by Barkhausen. Right.
Got it.
I think I want to build a house, but they say that really tests your marriage, so I'm not there yet.
I am sure Donna will make all the decisions.
You're just waiting for an opening.
All right. Stick around. We'll be right back with Ben Indiana Melcor. Moving with Melcors.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's saying.
as Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Summer, summer, summer.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're here with the Melcors, moving with the Melcors. But first, we got to move this statewide Scotty Summer. So here we go. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer club-level seats. Those are good seats. Ooh. Or $100 cash, nice. Which is good, too.
Yeah.
Plus, every entry puts you into our... Oh, you'll like this, you guys, as realtors. Every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing. It's a Wisconsin Dells area vacation... Or a Door County area vacation.
Oh, there we go.
I know. You guys love that.
Yeah. And this hour's keyword is grill. G-R-I-L-L. Grill. Get out these. Send us a text. Download the Civia Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores and choose W-I-S-S or W-G-B-W. Use the text button and send that keyword grill for your chance to win.
All right, and nice. You got till 8 o'clock to do that. So what do we got? Map here, 7 minutes?
7 minutes.
So do it now. The word again is grill, your next chance to play after 11 o'clock this morning.
Do all right. It.
Yeah.
Benediana Melcor, how are your new digs working out?
We love it.
Yep.
Love it. We're on Main Street. We, you know, it's just that beautiful old brick building. My gosh. We love being there. And you know what? We're getting in shape with the stairs.
Yeah, right.
Talking about stairs.
I mean, I know I'm sitting on my best attribute right now. I'll show you later.
Well, if you a plug, yesterday we had HME in here, home medical equipment.
Oh, sure.
And they have a whole crew that comes in and analyzes your home, and then we'll make it fit for you.
Oh,
and
nice.
The guy's like, and I told him, I said, look, we had 43 steps in our house. The guy said, look, I can help you with that. I said, I am not going up on those chairs and waving to my kids. <Yeah. laughs> But they do that. It's crazy, all the stuff that they can do to keep you in your home.
Yeah.
Which I think is cool, too. I mean, as a realtor, you're not crazy about that. But there are ways to do that. Hey, so what do you have going on? I mean, you got a successful company and really, it's a niche company in that you really take care of your sellers and buyers. I mean, you guys are always there.
Yeah,
we do. I mean, top to bottom, you know,
right.
Another guy,
I like that.
A gentleman that I was meeting with, and it's a potential listing coming up that we can't talk about, but you know, he was saying, you know, what do you guys offer?
Right.
And in this particular case, it's an estate. And I said, you know, we have three warehouses full of furniture, to stage the home, staged homes, sell high for a higher dollar amount, much quicker. We take professional pictures. We hire a drone pilot to do drone.
Oh, cool.
We do a Matterport 360 of the house. We help with decluttering. We got a big song and dance card.
That's before it even hits.
And that's before it even hits the market.
Yeah, right.
I need your help. I know. Process.
Yeah, you know, and so many people do. That's a good point is when you live in your house.
Yeah.
We had a client a couple years back where she lived on her own. She had a lot of stuff. And she just needed help. And we actually worked for about a month getting her home ready to sell. And it was a very emotional process for her because her parents had passed away. And we just went each week. I went over there and Ben came over too. And we helped move some stuff around, kind of gave her a little bit of homework for the next week. And then that room would be ready to stage. So we'd stage it. And now we'd start working on the next room. And we kind of went through her whole house that way. Wow. And at the end, it was beautiful. She was in tears and it was, you know, ready to go.
And that is the process. You know, we've been in the house a long time. And during that time, both my parents have passed and my husband's parents.
Oh, sure.
So we have their households now in our home.
Yeah.
And
it
just needs to go.
It does. Yeah. And there's pieces in there that sometimes, especially depending on who you are, they're very hard to let go.
Yep.
And you don't have to let go of everything. Yeah. So, you know, that's the good news, but you just have to be selective.
What a helpful service that you provide there.
I joined, it's an app or make, I don't, it's not Simple Living. What the hell is it called? What's it? Minimalist.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's my dream.
It was like $50 or something, and you get these subscriptions and books. And because my daughter is one. My oldest daughter.
Yeah.
And they could get more. I tell you that, maybe I told you this story. I bought her a really nice vase, like the vase that you like put in front of your fireplace and put pussy willows in it. And I gave it to her. Dad, we don't want that.
Yeah.
And I was kind of hurt. I'm like, oh, Anna. But
she just knows.
They know.
Yep.
Not that their house looks like a hospital. They have, it's decorated, but very, like...
It's clutter-free. Yeah.
It's clutter-free. Yeah. That would be a good word for it. That would be a good word for it.
I know. I tuned in, you were talking about a vase and on a mantle and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm thinking, what is he talking about? Because I'm picturing, like, an urn.
Oh,
an urn.
It was tall.
I know that you put things in.
Yeah. I still got it, Todd, if you want it.
It could be yours.
Maybe she likes the color.
He's just trying to get rid of Nana's urn.
But you talk about it's a process. It's not a weekend to declutter your house. And, one of my New Year's resolutions was to put something on Facebook Marketplace every week. Of course, I didn't do it, but there's just ways to do that. Eventually, you don't want to leave that to your kids.
No.
Yeah. Well, they don't want it.
No.
Yeah. By the time you are, you know, it's your time, they've got their own stuff. And, you know, they want some select pieces. I mean, there's things that don't make any sense that I want from my parents' house, but they mean something to me.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
So you got anything you want to promote right now, a listing that you have? Because we have a few minutes left and I just, you know, if I was selling a house, I'd go to you, no question, right? I mean, you guys, just like you just talked about, you stage it, you kind of hold their hand a little bit through the whole thing, get them the best price, right?
Yeah.
What more can you ask for a realtor like you two? Anything that you have now that we should tell our listeners?
Well, we have those condos that are going to be built.
Right.
So they're pre-sale right now, pre-construction. They're hoping to start, I think, late summer.
Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful. So if you give us a call, we will meet you at the showroom and show you. They haven't started yet, but you have great packages to choose from. They're just over the $1 million mark. They're right on the Fox River.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they're
wow,
all
beautiful.
One story. They've got great storage. They're just amazing. So even if you're just curious, if you don't know it's for you, give us a call. We'll meet up with you and kind of lay out the plan for you.
Yeah.
You
know, $1 million is kind of a scary number, but we got to get used to it.
Yeah. Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Especially in this area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're beautiful. I think for anyone who's, you know, thinking about retiring or wanting to get rid of those staircases like we're just talking about, they're a great area. If you, especially if you have a water view now and you want to retain that, you know, as you go down
phone
in size.
Phone number, website.
920-495-7653. And our website is super simple. Just BenMelchor.com.
Great.
Can't beat that.
All right. BenMelchor.com. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
I know we get comments that people like learning things about it. And maybe not everybody's selling their house today, but eventually you're going to. So
give us a call anytime.
All right.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you for coming in. We'll be right back. Connie the Mayor.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's latest tariffs went into effect at midnight.
The president did sign this proclamation that has now doubled tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, raising them from 25 to 50%. Our European allies saying that they are ready to respond with countermeasures. And it also comes as the administration is sending a reminder to our trading partners to send their best offers by today. Only one trade deal has been announced so far.
That's ABC Senior Washington Correspondent Rachel Scott. Big box retailers like Target, Walmart, and Costco have all said their prices will be going up because of the tariffs. Elon Musk strongly criticizing the budget bill President Trump is pushing, Musk calling it an abomination because of how much it will add to the federal deficit. The Pentagon planning to take the name of gay rights icon and Navy vet Harvey Milk off of a Navy ship. Coco Gauff overcoming 10 double faults to defeat Madison Keys at the French Open. This is ABC News.